This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Education proposal to introduce a new course of instruction called The Bible as Literature and History. The editorial, based on a two-part argument, was flawed on both counts. Number one, fear that religion would return to public school based on, number two, a belief in the separation of church and state. With respect to point number one, I pointed out that religion cannot return to public school because religion never left. But it certainly underwent considerable change. So long as an organized society exists, there is no vacuum in the realm of socially prescribed moral behavior, the underlying origin of which is society's prevailing religion. And our predominant religion is humanism, which hides behind a number of innocuous-sounding banners. With respect to point number two, the Constitution says absolutely nothing about separation of church and state, a phrase introduced by President Thomas Jefferson in response to the Danbury Baptists of Connecticut back in 1802. The First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause, to which the Baptists and Jefferson referred, protects our freedom of religion from government regulation, which, in its 18th century social context, was generally understood to mean freedom for Christianity, while the Establishment Clause, also in the First Amendment, prohibited Congress from creating a state monopoly within the Christian faith, as with the Church of England, from which the early pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts, had fled. Jefferson's wall of separation was said to be one way only, in that churches were free to exercise moral oversight in matters of state, but that government was prohibited from exercising oversight in matters pertaining to any church. It was Justice Joseph Story of the United States Supreme Court who later wrote, in his commentaries on the Constitution, that America's freedom of religion did not extend to the many and varied non-Christian religions of the world. For to do so would be absurd, promoting the destruction of moral standards upon which European-American culture had been painfully constructed since the days of Christ's New Testament ministry. In fact, this Christian religion goes back 2,000 years before that, to the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob Israel, as direct ancestors of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in John chapter 8, verse 56, said to a certain group of unbelieving agitators, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Today's left-of-center atheists are glad also, but that is to overthrow anything that smacks of biblical Christianity, boasting in their successful progressive liberal agenda. What's equally disturbing, however, is that right-of-center libertarians generally embrace the same humanist religion, with its sexual immorality destroying the basic unit of Christian self-government, the family. Perhaps this comes as no surprise, since they, like the liberal socialists, were taught to echo the mantra, separation of church and state, while simultaneously adopting the socialist state's humanist religion. With respect to the Christian family as our basic unit of representative government, each male head of household was, in effect, the senatorial representative, irrespective of the family size or population. And what would be gained, for example, by doubling the number of state senators from every state? Likewise, when suffragettes demanded the right to vote, each family received double the number of votes. But if the wives were unified with their husbands, what would be the advantage to society or the families that we'd have to have twice as many ballots being counted? The underlying purpose of women's suffrage was to encourage women's independence to vote against their husbands, thus dividing the household on political grounds. Other lines of division would be encouraged by way of magazines, music, and entertainment specifically aimed at the housewife and the children. Soap operas, for example, were produced to inspire marital infidelity, being aired during the afternoon while the husband was at work and the missus was finished with her household chores. Music aimed at our teenage population featured romance-related subject matter that would result in lives ruined by promiscuity, disillusionment with premature marriage to the wrong spouse, then infidelity, and finally divorce. So you see, what we watched and listened to, we copied in our behavior. First, as children, we played cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers. Later, we played whore and whoremonger. The folks in Hollywood and behind popular music know exactly what sells and what will do when exposed to their socially destabilizing propaganda. As for breaking down Jefferson's one-way wall of separation, our legislators found an effective method by offering two privileges in tandem, both available to churches should they wish to apply. First, corporate status, which offers the advantage of limited liability. And two, tax-exempt status for a religious corporation that meets the requirements of the Internal Revenue Code at Section 501c3. Pursuant to the legal principle known as center of gravity doctrine, or otherwise known as conflict of laws, a church becomes subject to contract, or quasi-contract, that being the Internal Revenue Code, which overrides their constitutionally protected common law rights, that's when they were still a church, that actually originated with the Bible. Now, that's pretty clever. But whoever said that Satan or Caesar were stupid? People became slaves without realizing it. Give a listen to the IRS Handbook for Special Agents at Section 342.31 at subpart 1, which says in part, quote, "The state, having created the corporation, has reserved the power to inquire into its activities. Now, the IRS relies upon two United States Supreme Court decisions, those being Wilson versus United States and Hale versus Henkel. Okay? Today's message will be Values Clarification, Part 17 in our ongoing series, and we'll be dealing with the subject again today, briefly at least, miscegenation.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com and click on Medical Tours today.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
any power that it wants. Atheistic humanism is ushering in an amalgamated global government fashioned for a multicultural population, held in lockstep submission to a centrally planned and regulated system of state-approved bank credit. This spells the final abandonment of what's left of a constitutionally protected Christian European culture. And to this, the religious humanists, political socialists, central bankers, and their credit junkies say, good riddance. Like most people, I'm willing to accept better ideas and products in exchange for the old ones, if it can be proven that what we're leaving behind is worse and should be discarded. Unlike many, however, I'm not convinced that the Pied Pipers of these and other humanist socialist trends have proven anything other than the fact that they're not worthy of our trust. I'm further convinced that most people have no idea what we've already left behind or what's coming, nor do they want to know. They're bathing in a false assumption that if it sounds progressive and it's advertised on TV, it must be an improvement whose time has come. During our last message, we highlighted a few more biblical injunctions against intermarriage delivered to ancient Israel, with our premise being that the Apostle Paul was correct and meant what he said in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, when he said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." Modern theology, however, renders over 75% of the Bible irrelevant to today's Christian, who's been taught that those ancient Israelites are the ancestors of an alien culture whose Talmudic humanist religion, called Judaism, denies that Jesus is Lord. But as the Apostle John said, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." This from 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. So how is it that Judaism is able to claim the Father without the Son? Oh, no problem. They simply deny the truth of John, the Gospels, and the apostolic writings of the New Covenant or New Testament era. Unfortunately, what little scripture today's Christians have left to work with is poorly understood for lack of historical background and continuity. But it makes memorization of what little remains of the Bible a whole lot easier. For the benefit of new listeners, we've been comparing today's moral standards with those of America's colonial past by referring to their respective sources. One, compiled in 1973 by a cadre of atheists in their Humanist Manifesto of Two. The other being the Bible, transmitted to us from our Israelite ancestors. We've reviewed several extracts from the Humanist Manifesto 2 found at principles number 1 through 10 in some of our previous broadcasts, but now is a good time to share another extract from precept number 11 in conjunction with today's message concerning intermarriage or miscegenation. Number 11, Humanist Manifesto 2, quote, "The principle of moral equality must be furthered through elimination of all discrimination based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin." Now, this was endorsed by over 200 representatives of the atheist intellectual community from 11 different countries. Well, what is moral equality? Because they say that moral equality must be furthered. So what is moral equality? And does the Bible endorse it? Well, the word moral has to do with the standards of right or righteous conduct. And to demand moral equality is to admit that inequality of moral standards already exists. Humanists demand that we accept unequal standards as if they were one and the same. But the God of Israel never ratified such a concept of moral equality for different standards, let alone have it based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin. He is the only standard, and whoever gets to write the standard is God. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, we read the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, which says in part, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now that's a monopoly when it comes to standards. Of course, we've been taught that majority rule, democracy, is the only way to go, and if we decide by majority that God's standard isn't going to be satisfactory, then that's fine. But God's not big on that one either. In Exodus chapter 23, in verse 2, we read, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." So if 99.9% of the people democratically vote to discard a principle commanded in Scripture, the remaining 0.1% minority in Israel is commanded to resist. So if my understanding is correct, this is not a religion for sissies who bow to peer pressure or crave acceptance by the local mob. This is a religion that could get you labeled. It could even get you in trouble. Keep in mind that religious humanists deny the existence of God or any supernatural revelation, which they regard as, quote, meaningless or irrelevant. This they say in principle number one. Which is to say that the law of God, or any divine revelation, such as found in the Bible, carries no more weight with them than the whimsical utterance of a stubborn and rebellious child. So what stands in the way of moral equality, where children can assert the right to unseat their parents as head of their own household? One word, discrimination. Back to precept number 11, in part, again, quote, "The principle of moral equality must be furthered through elimination of all discrimination based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin." Are you an age-discriminating bigot who believes that a naval aircraft carrier should not be under the command of a Head Start honor graduate? Or that our elderly Parkinson's, stroke, and Alzheimer's victims should not be racing their motorcycles up and down the Chicago freeways? The Third Reich had its Hitler Youth, but that could be eclipsed by America's infant brigade, with Halliburton serving up infant formula to our frontline troops, whose age has no bearing, apparently, on combat qualification. But what about gender equality? Oh, fret not. Our Brownies and Girl Scouts should make good fighter pilots, and we have pedophiles of both sexes who will make good flight instructors. All that's left to debate now is discrimination based upon race, religion, or national origin. And for most Americans, the Humanist Manifesto, too.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The Perizzites, I like to include the Perizzites as well, you know, the welfare site. The Girgashites, the Moabites, the Anakims, Ammonites, the Philistines, the Zidonians, and other social groups living in that rather large region. These were not just a few isolated reprobate criminal types that you might expect to find among every nationality. Abraham would not tolerate even the best damsel they had to offer in marriage for his son Isaac. They were, based upon race, religion, and national origin, off limits. Not one of them was given an equal opportunity to prove the content of their character, as Dr. Martin Luther King expressed it. We might say that Abraham, a man expressly chosen of God, according to the Bible, was a firm believer in discrimination, which our elite humanist intellectuals have emphatically told us is a despicable character trait. Well, what does the word discriminate mean? Well, we'll go to the American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster, for 1828, and we'll see what it meant back in his day. Discriminate, verb, transitive. Okay? Definition number one, quote, to distinguish, to observe the difference between, as we may usually discriminate true from false, modesty. Definition number two, to separate, to select from others, to make a distinction between, as in the last judgment, the righteous will be discriminated from the wicked. While the word discriminate as an intransitive verb, definition number one, to make a difference or distinction, as in the application of law and the punishment of crimes, the judge should discriminate between degrees of guilt. Definition number two, to observe or note a difference, to distinguish, as in judging of evidence. We should be careful to discriminate between probability and slight presumption. End quote. Not one shade of meaning that I just read, or what I didn't read from Noah Webster, given for the words discriminate and discrimination, carries a negative or undesirable connotation. Not one. To the contrary, discrimination was thought to be a desirable trait, except in modern-day parlance, where, when we turn to the Random House College Dictionary for 1982, the first out of five definitions carries a negative connotation. Here's what it is in Random House, 1982. Discriminate. Definition number one. To make a distinction in favor of or against a person or thing on a categorical basis rather than according to actual merit. Number two, to note or observe a difference, distinguish accurately. Likewise for definitions number three, four, and five. So, is definition number one an inaccurate form of discrimination? When you discriminate on the basis of category, that's maybe not accurate? Did Abraham, consistent with what the Lord later commanded Abraham's Israelite descendants, did he distinguish against the Canaanites according to their lack of merit? Or was it done on a categorical basis? In other words, according to race, religion, or national origin, perhaps. Since the process exempted no one, isn't it safe to say that he discriminated on the basis of one or more of those categories? Kind of reminds me of the veterinarian who I talked with a few years ago. He was telling me about how he despised chihuahuas. That's all chihuahuas. Every part of their body, he said, being guarded by teeth. So he evidently had a phobia about teeth. Golden retrievers, on the other hand, have a different temperament. So how is it that we can easily accept the fact that different species of plants, insects, reptiles, and amphibians, and mammals exhibit consistent but uniquely diverse behavioral characteristics, while at the same time denying that among complex humans, who are somehow acknowledged to be different, no typical differences are believed to exist? Or at least you can't say that they do. Tell the spectators that their naked king, who's parading by them, is wearing no clothes, and they'll deny the obvious truth for fear of being executed by their mentally deranged monarch, who thinks he's well-dressed. We live in such a world where the power of mass communication has spawned an obedient populace who dare not step out of line for fear of reprisal. Trace the origin of that fearful power, and you'll identify who your masters are in this land of freedom and equality. So how do people get around the politically incorrect perspectives in the Bible? Forgive my sarcasm, but it's easy. Just ignore that superfluous Old Testament stuff. That was then, written to Jews. This is now, written to us. Paul, in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, well, he must have been mistaken when he said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Comfort and hope? Paul said comfort and hope? Well, that was according to his religion. But do you sense the general uneasiness and lack of hope that hangs over the heads of our kinsmen who are mired in atheistic humanism concerning an uncertain future? You see, humanism pins its hopes on the inherent goodness and godlike perfectibility of man, especially the elite movers and shakers. But almost everyone knows the truth of what Lord Acton said a few hundred years ago, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Almost everybody knows that, but almost nobody wants to admit that. Our unelected rulers manage their human livestock by way of economic incentives or disincentives, rooted in a credit system that affects everyone while being understood by virtually no one. That's not a recipe to inspire comfort and hope. The Humanist Manifesto, too, continues at precept number 11 by saying, quote, "We deplore racial, religious, ethnic, or class antagonisms," end quote. Well, so do I. In fact, most of us deplore these and other types of antagonisms, which might explain why different racial, religious, and ethnic groups created their own separate homelands or legal jurisdictions to avoid those antagonisms. It might also explain why the forced mixing of religious Judaism and Israelis among the Palestinians has produced over 60 years of bloody conflicts. Christian Zionists, in their twisted interpretation of Genesis chapter 12, however, have the gall to tell us how blessed we are for supporting Ashkenazi terrorism that hides behind a fictitious mask of identification that we're supposed to call Israel and Jew. Let's go back to the Humanist Manifesto again at precept number 11, which continues, quote, "Although we believe in cultural diversity and encourage racial and ethnic pride, we reject separations which promote alienation and set people and groups against each other." Wait a minute. This is the kind of deceptive nonsense employed by militant humanists. Diverse cultures encourage their own preservation by separating from unlike groups who sooner or later, one way or another, would dilute their cultural identity. That's why humanists formed a group, separate and distinct from people like me, so as to hammer out their mutual beliefs and agitate for social reform. It's when one group steps into the midst of another group to impose its program of social reform on that group that antagonisms arise. They go on to say, "We envision an integrated community where people..."
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
You know, we humans went to great lengths to divide ourselves
on nationalistic grounds. A program that was initiated by God himself at Genesis chapter 11, several thousand years ago, when he put a stop to the Tower of Babel and its overreaching political economy that was going to arise out of it. So religious humanists deplore those who still believe in national borders. Where a sovereign nation is free to apply its own standard of behavior, perhaps based on the Ten Commandments that God gave to our forefathers. You see, if they deplore the effects, then it's only logical that humanists would deplore the cause. And the cause would be God of the Scriptures and those who would follow him. Christians are the enemy, and it's a fight to the finish. So here's what they say, quote, "Thus we, the humanists, look to the development of a system of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal government." There's your one world order. They look to it. They say, look. These humanists just sit and look for a system of world law and international government? No. This socialist program of global governance is nearly finished. But will they leave any room for your standard of values in their system of world law? Well, if it conforms to theirs, yes. But if it aligns with God's, no. In our last message, we covered several more passages in the Bible where the people of Israel and their predecessors, Abraham and Isaac, exercise caution about choosing marriageable mates for their offspring, avoiding entire national populations in the selection process. So let's continue our review of these restrictions upon the covenant people of God regarding social interaction with certain nations who, for the most part, might have preferred that Israel look elsewhere for real estate to occupy and people to marry. You know, if I'd been a Canaanite who at the time had understood how badly things were going to go for the urban renewal project like Jericho, I'd have packed my bags and skipped town. How about you? We learned in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, and in Deuteronomy 22, verse 9, that Israelites were even told not to gender diverse kinds of animals or sow different kinds of seed in their fields, which might produce what the Bible calls defiled plants or defiled animals. These being plants or animals that apparently God did not intend for us to have. And the word defile, you remember, we took the second definition, which was the most appropriate to this subject, from the American Dictionary of the English Language by Noah Webster, 1828. Definition number two, to make impure. We ended our last message at 1 Kings chapter 11 concerning King Solomon and his weakness for women. Now, there's an understatement, if ever there was one. Since we only got partway into the second verse, let's begin afresh at 1 Kings chapter 11, and we'll break in at verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. "But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh." He had married her. "Women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites." Now, I think Pharaoh was an acceptable wife, but these others weren't. Number two, "Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you." If you understand what that means. "For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love." Yes, verse 3. "And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart." You know what? I'll bet 1,000 women could probably turn away just about any one of our men's hearts. And it might not have even taken 1,000. Verse 4. "For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." Now those other gods generally mean us, where we become our own God, and we maybe impute this personality to some idol or something else that stands between us and the real God. Verse 5, for Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians. You familiar with that one? Well, that's what the Zidonians called the goddess of fertility, if you will. But the Phoenicians and the Greeks and the Romans called her by another name, Astarte. We today call her by yet another name, Easter. So Easter's not a Christian holiday. And Solomon was turned after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Now, Milcom was known by another name, Moloch. And he was also known by the name of Chemosh by the Moabites. Verse 6, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, or Chemosh, I should say, the abomination of Moab in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives. Those are Nocri, by the way, if you like that Hebrew word, which burned incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake. But I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Verse 13, howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son, for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. Verse 14, and the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. So God was arranging for problems to come to pass for Solomon. So if you're a stubborn free thinker made in the image of King Solomon, don't fret like the, and don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger either. As for your humanist opposition, they're cast in the surly mold.
Financial